Okay, Mike Scott, what is your title?
I'm a business development consultant at the Business Enterprise Center and Timmins Economic Development Corporation.
Okay, good. So applications are being taken now for the second annual Win This Space event.
That's correct. Yeah, they opened on August 4th and they'll close, or sorry, they opened on July 4th, they'll close on August 16th.
Can you tell me some of the details as to who can apply and what they need to be eligible?
Yeah, absolutely. So really it's open. It can be any type of business. Certain types of businesses obviously would be a little bit more attractive to the downtown. The real goal is downtown revitalization. So we want to create more traffic and new attractions downtown. But we also want to give businesses that maybe are work from home or are operating at a smaller capacity that want to significantly expand. But I think the main target audience for Win This Space are the types of businesses that operate out of their homes and would greatly benefit from having a brick and mortar presence, especially in the downtown.
So what's up for grabs?
So any downtown space that's available once the contest closes is really an option. The grand prize winner is going to basically have full autonomy and be able to negotiate their lease with whichever vacant space there is downtown. And the grand prize basically just includes a voucher towards their monthly rent. So if it's more than they've been allocated, then they can pay the difference, and if it's less than they've been allocated, then they can redirect those extra funds towards another expense for their expansion.
So this is a good first step, basically out of the house and see if you can make it, as you said, in a bricks and mortar location.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, you see a lot of home-based businesses that maybe would benefit from being downtown, but just maybe aren't financially quite ready to make that commitment. So this just gives them that leg up and that opportunity to test out the downtown space and hopefully propel them into long-term sustainability. And a big part of the contest is the workshops that we do, right? So we help the contestants to develop their business plan and develop their financial projections. And through that process, we sort of make sure that the business will be viable and sustainable well into the future.
So this rent deal with whoever the landlord is, that's only for 1 year, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it's a 12-month lease, and then after that, they would be on their own. So that's why it's so important to make sure that those cash flows make sense and that entering into year two in the space that they're ready to take on those expenses themselves.
Now, Kins and Klomp will forever have the distinction of being the first winners of it. What are you hearing from them about their experience in the past year?
Every time I see them, they sing the praises of the program and of the Business Enterprise Center and the BIA. They are really great champions for us. They've been through both of our programs now, that being Win This Space and Starter Company Plus. And they credit the success of their business in a lot of ways to the sort of the advantages of the Win This Space Grand Prize, for sure. They honestly have grown so much in so many different ways since moving into their space and establishing their studio. So even just, you know, going from two shows a week to I think four or even maybe five shows a week now, their advertising and sponsorships have just gone extremely well since moving into that space. So yeah, everything is pointing in the right direction.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Well, I really want to encourage anyone and everyone who has even a small interest in this to apply and put your name forward. It can't hurt to submit a video. The video doesn't have to be very long. It can be 2 to 3 minutes. And really, we just want to know a little bit about your business and what you can offer the downtown and how this would really propel your business forward much sooner than otherwise. So just talking to the impact that this could have on your business operations.
When do you expect to name the next winner?
So we have a date set for the grand finale. I will just confirm that, but I believe it's December 5th, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so the grand finale is set for the 5th of December. The week before that, we're going to be doing the Dragon's Den style pitches. So that's where the finalists will be pitching to the judging panel. And we're unsure yet whether that'll be open to the public. Last year, it was a closed event. Just because of confidentiality and some contestants feeling, you know, wanting to be as comfortable as they could be when pitching to the judges. We'll see if it's possible maybe to open that up to the public, because I think it would be a really engaging event.